Might have to do a bit of research on that.
We might have to do a bit of stuff during the break about that. Wonder if Darren Pattinson remembers Simon Townsend's Wonder World. Former cricketing guru these days, greyhound trainer to the stars. Darren, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Good on you, buddy. Nice to have you with us. Do you remember Simon Townsend's Wonder World?
I think I do. I think so. Was he a big tall guy with glasses? Is that him?
No, that's not him. That's Tim. That's Tim Gossage.
Who's that? I know who Tim Gossage is. The tall guy with glasses.
No, I don't know.
Scare the kids.
I don't know who that person is, but it's not Simon Townsend. We'll work on another day. It's all right. It's all good. Hey, Melbourne, the Tab Melbourne Cup's on tonight in the Water Greyhounds. And you've had a great career through your cricketing years, of course, as a player. But recent times, your love of greyhounds has taken over. And you're involved with one of the key players tonight in the Tab Melbourne Cup. Tell us more.
Yeah, that's right. Sort of after I finished playing cricket, I wanted to get into the greyhounds. So I did that and become a trainer myself, and then been lucky enough to help out Cal Greeno on the team, and tonight we've got Tommy Shelby in the Melbourne Cup final, and also Houdini Boy in the Bold Tree. So it's a big night for the kennel tonight.
Would that be the biggest night you've had? I know, Darren, you've done it for quite a while, but to have two runners in the two main races on probably the biggest night in greyhounds for the year, in a lot of ways, arguably, how proud of you of that?
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, I've been there before with a couple of other dogs that I've helped out with, but having two get through to this sort of final is a massive effort, and they're two really exciting dogs as well. So we're really looking forward to tonight.
So I know you've answered this question before, but was greyhound racing in the family, or was it something that you were watching from afar and you thought, no, I wouldn't mind getting involved in that? Because often greyhound racing is in the family and is handed down from generation to generation.
Yeah, that's right. When I played cricket, I owned a few dogs, so that sort of got me involved. But early days as a young fella, and Ramo will probably know these guys as well, the Polsons are involved. And when we were playing cricket at Dufton when we were young, their dad was a trainer, so I used to go and walk a few dogs for them and go trialling. So I grew from there.
Okay.
Paddo, I was going to say to you that you're sort of telling a bit of a furphy here because at the cricket club, when you're playing cricket, I think you were very, very interested in the dogs before you retired.
I own them. So, and I like the pun as well. So, I've been a fan for a long time.
Hey, we could just go off the topic a little bit. What was Rama like as a cricketer?
I can't really remember Rama.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
But,
no, we didn't play in the same team.
No, we didn't play, but I think I've seen him. You were a bowler, weren't you, Rama?
Geez, I hope so, after that.
That was a bit of everything, Paddo. I could do it all, mate.
Yeah. Oh, give us
I'm
a
sure he'd be very talented, I can't remember.
Mix the drinks.
Hey, Paddo, everyone's calling you Paddo, I'll jump on board. Because we're mates now. With a dog like Tommy Shelby, who's got to the Melbourne Cup final tonight, we often hear it through thoroughbred racing of how easily things can go awry through a preparation, building up to a campaign for a big race like this. How often does it not happen? Do you come up with a problem on the way through and you have to abort the mission, so to speak?
Quite often you'll get something that goes wrong, especially around big race meeting time. So, fingers crossed this has gone really good with Tommy and Houdini Boy for tonight. But, there's always something with the dogs. This time we've been really lucky.
Well, so give us the chances of Tommy Shelby. The six box tonight, which is not exactly sort of pole position these days in the dogs. What do you think?
No, it's not the box we wanted. But, his run last week was super. He missed a start and pushed through. Hopefully he can come out better tonight and put himself in the race early. But, it's such a talented field and he's going to need every bit of luck from box six.
Well, what about Houdini Boy in the Bold Trees? It's also in box six, but $1.80 favourite at the Tab at this stage.
Yeah, quite short odds. He's a really exciting dog. He's my favourite at home. He's just a ripper. He's very fast. And, if he jumps anywhere near the lead, he should be right in the race at the end.
And just on the world of cricket for you, obviously we're on the eve of a big international cricket season. We've got the first one day today against India at the SCG around about 2 o'clock. Are you ready for cricket? Are you ready for cricket season? Or you've been too focused with the dogs.
I've been really busy with the dogs, but I'm looking forward to it. India will be a tough challenge, and obviously they've got some really talented players. It's a bit of a shame Kohli will be going home early, but you know, their star-studded batting lineup, and Bumrah's, you know, one of the best bowlers in the world. So it should be a great series.
So, Pato, what role will your brother play in obviously the Test series? Do you see him playing all Test matches this summer?
Realistically, he's probably, you know, the next in line behind the big three quicks. So, you know, if there's anything happens to them, he'll probably get a game. I know he played the last Test that they played, but realistically, he's probably the next one in line. And, you know, he's there ready and waiting to get in amongst them if he gets a call up.
Well, we wish him the best of luck through the summer, of course. And you and Cal and the team are the best of luck tonight in the Bold Trees and the Melbourne Cup, the TAB Melbourne Cup, particularly tonight at Sandown Park. Good luck to you, Darren. Nice to chat as always, mate. Take care.
Thank you. Cheers, Ramo. See you, buddy.
Cheers, mate.
Real interaction there with the Ramo as the Doveton crew hang out together. How often do you catch up with the Doveton crew, Ramo?
Usually a couple of times a year. I'll go down the footy club. But obviously this year... not able to. So no, Pato, he was probably the best cricketer at the Doveton Cricket Club. So I know I'll get a lot of text messages coming through, but he was a couple of years older than me, and he was just a star.
I'll give you the tip: you won't be seen as one of the better cricketers. You can't even remember you.
Didn't even know what you did.
No, he's a couple of years older. I didn't ever play senior cricket. I never played senior cricket, Whitey.
Never.
Unlike you, I went on to bigger and better things in another sporting field.
That's a very good call.
Well, some of us made time for both. Yeah. And-